Hello, Joel.
Hey, Michael. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. We have a great call lined up for tonight. Just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We should probably start out, Michael, about talking a little bit about the special that's going on this month.
Right. As you and I have discussed, it's really a killer deal. I mean, it's a great deal that you buy two enzymes, two probiotics, two advanced probiotics, and two enzyme advantage, and you get a free 90-serving size of Kamut, which is really, really a good deal. And the best part of the deal is the fact that it encourages you to use both the enzymes and the probiotics, which are really very, very important for most people on planet Earth today.
Yeah, with the actual Kamut as well.
Right.
Kind of trains you to pretty much use all three.
Yeah.
It's like I call it a triple threat.
Exactly. Well, as many people probably read, the Monday Morning Health Minute, in terms of the sale, is that it's really designed, because of allergy season, and it's incredibly beneficial. That's a great threesome for helping with allergies, but it has far-reaching benefits even if you're not dealing with allergies. And so I think that's a real plus that, it's one of those things that because of our environmental lifestyle and, just the fact that we all deal with toxins and pollution and stress and not always eating the best organic raw food, using the enzymes and the probiotics, and, of course, always including some extra greens, which is the wonderful thing about the Kamut blend is it's, a serving of that is like having a large organic salad. So, I mean,
right.
That's... To get a large organic salad for less than 20 cents is a pretty good deal.
Probably impossible. But
right.
While we're on the topic, though, let's talk a little bit about probiotics and why they're so important.
Okay. Well, I think that that's a very, very, as you said, it's really an important subject and an important product category. And I guess one of the things we should start off by saying is that the advanced probiotics that PHP offers is really a very unique and exclusive product that I'm not going to say there aren't other good probiotics on the market, but this one is really exceptionally good, and it's fair priced. There's a lot of probiotics on the market that are not fair priced. I mean, they're very, very, very expensive, and they are good, but this product is fair priced, and it's a good, good product, and it's dairy-free. It is stable. At room temperature, as long as you keep it dry. So moisture is what is going to activate it. So obviously it gets activated once you put it into your body because there's moisture in your body. But one of the reasons why it is so essential to that all of us really be using like the advanced probiotics is that our system relies on friendly bacteria. Our immune system needs it. Our digestive system desperately needs it. Our elimination system needs it. And so where do you normally get probiotics? Well, if you eat a lot of fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, especially if they're organically grown and they haven't been doused with pesticides and chemical fertilizers and things like that, those fresh fruits and vegetables will have a certain amount of, friendly bacteria. And that's good. If you're able to procure grass-fed raw milk from cows that only have eat grass, and you make yogurt out of that, or you even just drink milk from grass-fed cows, that fresh milk alone has probiotics. And of course, when you make yogurt out of it, it ramps it up 100-fold. If you're able to make any kind of fermented salad foods like sauerkraut with cabbage or carrots, beets, pickles, anything like that is giving your body incredible amounts of the good bacteria. But I think everyone who's listening will agree that it's not easy to do even any of those things I mentioned. And so if you're not able to do that, if you live on a farm and you've got plenty of time, you know, then you're probably okay. But, you know, for most of us that are living urban environments and we're dealing with stress, we're dealing with pollution, not always able to get, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables that are organic, then adding the advanced probiotics is a really good, very inexpensive insurance policy, because you're insuring the fact that your body is going to keep the friendly bacteria in abundance over the bad bacteria, which is a constant war going on. You know, it's always about balance. And so your body always has some what are called bad bacteria, and they're really not bad, but they need to stay in balance. And so if you constantly are putting the good flora into your system, your whole, like I said, your immune system is going to benefit, your digestive system and stomach is going to benefit, and your elimination is going to benefit. So that alone, to me, signifies that we all need to be, you know, doing this kind of thing. And the same can be said with the, you know, the enzyme advantage, that if we're able to eat a diet that's, you know, 75-80% raw food, and we're eating of that raw food, you know, 80% of that is organic, then you're probably in pretty good, and you're able to eat slowly and you chew your food properly, you probably don't need extra enzymes. But if you're doing anything less than that, adding enzymes is a really good thing to consider doing, because the body has digestive enzymes and it also has systemic enzymes. And we've mentioned this before, but it's a little confusing. But what that means is your body only is designed and was designed by nature to produce enough enzymes, basically from the pancreas, the saliva, the stomach, to assist digesting your food. And that's the operative word, is assist, not to do all the digestion. So that means that if your diet is, you know, 50 to 75% raw all the time, then and you're eating foods that have not been laden with pesticides and chemical fertilizers, then that means that those foods have enzymes themselves. Like when you drink, you know, our barley juice or our Kamut blend, you are getting an enzyme-rich green drink. So the enzymes that are in the green drink are ample to actually do 150% of the digestion of that green juice that you just took in. So you get some extra enzymes that way, which is really another reason why doing green juice is such a valuable thing to do when it's been vacuum dried like ours is, so it still has enzymes in it. But if you're eating cooked food all the time and you're asking your organs, basically your pancreas, your stomach, and your saliva, you're asking those glands to produce enough enzymes to digest all that cooked food, bottom line is, it's like a checking account. You're gonna be running in the red relatively soon. And once you start running in the red from an enzyme standpoint, your body has to go and steal metabolic or systemic enzymes, which are not designed to digest food. They do all sorts of other functions. They help with inflammation, you know, they help with the immune system, they help all sorts of things. And you can't replace those. You actually cannot take a supplement of that type of enzyme. So you don't want to keep tapping into that, because that's like your reserve gas tank. You know, the old Volkswagens, they didn't have a gas gauge, they had a reserve tank. And so when the car started sputtering, you flipped a little knob underneath, and I think that gave you 1.1 gallons of extra gas that could get you to the gas station, about 25, 30 miles. Okay, well, you don't want to rely on that on a regular basis. It's the same with enzymes, because when you rely on that and you run out of gas the second time, you're going to start walking. Okay, so when you run out of the metabolic enzymes and you've depleted those to the point where they're not doing what they want to do, it's not a pretty picture, because the chances are you're going to die, or at least be extremely uncomfortable and in a state of ill health and out of balance, diseased. So that's why using the enzyme advantage is a real excellent idea, especially if you find yourself eating cooked food, if you find yourself especially going to restaurants where you never know quite what you're getting. And I always say, if you can stay away from restaurants, that's a good thing to do. At best, it's entertainment, and at worst, it's a nightmare. There are some decent restaurants. If you live in New York or, you know, Los Angeles, Miami, there's some, you know, organic, decent places. But, I mean, they're few and far between. And even the restaurants that are very pricey do not guarantee anything but a very nice presentation. It doesn't mean you're getting clean food. And I think that's very important for people to understand. I've had many people talk to me, and, you know, they say, well, you know, I only go to very high-class restaurants, you know, and I say, well, that doesn't mean anything except you're paying more money for a fancy plate. So enzymes and the probiotics are very, very valuable, and like I said, because you're getting the Kamut for free, you take some extra servings of Kamut every day, and you're getting some extra greens, you're getting some extra nutrients, and you're getting free enzymes at no extra charge. And I've told people many, many times, as far as I'm concerned, if you do three servings of the Kamut blend or the barley juice a day, or mix them together, whatever, but three servings of those juice, cereal grass juice extracts, that's the best multiple vitamin you can ever find. I call it Mother Nature's multiple, because it has every single thing that has ever been discovered. And when they discover something else, they find out it's already in there.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, so nature knows better than the chemists do, Joel.
Do we also want to mention, basically with the probiotics, can we take too much? Because that comes in, that question comes in a lot. You know, how much actually can I take per day? How many capsules? Or children could use them.
Yeah, most people cannot hurt themselves by taking too many probiotics. The worst case scenario is if you took tons and tons of them, you would get your stool would start getting looser.
And think about
but you're not going to get diarrhea from it. Okay, I mean it's just going to really make you go. And children can definitely use it. I strongly recommend if you're going to give it to kids to open the capsules up and mix it with a little water because it actually has a pleasant taste. It's not, you know, it's not nasty.
And do we want to take these with food or a little bit before we eat?
You want to take it on an empty stomach before you eat. And we are changing the label because that is one of the most popular questions that I get.
Right.
People will say, I thought you were supposed to take your probiotics on an empty stomach between food. And I said, you are. Don't pay attention to our label because it's incorrect and we're changing it, but we got a lot of labels to, you know, so... But, yeah, you want to take them on an empty stomach. That's crucial. You get the best benefit. Now, with the enzymes, there's a different thing going on. The enzymes you take with food if you are eating food that is not enzyme-rich or you have poor digestion, okay, that's a very wonderful way to help you digest the food. And you can take two or three of them during a meal. You take one at the beginning, one in the middle, one at the end. If you're working on things like candida or mold or viruses, you know, if you have a systemic viral infection and you're using like our VirusSure and our Immunomax, it's also very beneficial to take anywhere between two and four of the enzymes on an empty stomach between meals. In fact, you can take them with the probiotics. And then those enzymes act as a completely different function because now they are actually helping to digest these things that don't belong in your system, like the excess yeast, the viruses, the bacteria, they can actually digest these things. But unless you take it on an empty stomach, you won't get that effect. So that's why. And if you're going to take it in between meals for any of those kind of things that we're talking about, take it with the Kamut blend or the barley juice. That's perfect.
Perfect match.
Yep, perfect match. So it really, like I said, it's a great threesome for allergies, but it's a great trio for many, many other things going on in the body. So it's really a wonderful combination.
With the enzymes as well, can you take too much of the enzyme per day?
If you're taking them with meals, you probably can't. because your body's only going to use what it needs. If you're taking them between meals on an empty stomach, you could possibly take too many, but it's not going to be bad. It's just you're going to waste them.
Right.
But yeah, no, I mean, you can't really, I mean, I wouldn't take a whole bottle of them, but one thing I will say is if you're going to take lots of them, some people find it's beneficial, especially on an empty stomach, to actually open the capsules all up and just put it right into the kamut and drink it down.
Okay.
Between the meal. And that actually will give you a really, you'll get a jump start on it.
You get so many questions actually also brought in with drug interactions with, you know, the products and what you can take with high blood pressure medicine and medications for diabetes and high cholesterol and stuff and what interacts with some of the whole food products that we have.
Yes, I get that all the time, Joel. I guess as a rule of thumb, there's two basic categories that people need to be concerned about. If you are on any type of blood thinning medicine, you know, because you've had a stroke or, I mean, they put people on Coumadin, also known as warfarin, which is rat poison. That's what it is. I mean, it's literally rat poison, and it works by thinning the rat's blood so much that they internally hemorrhage. And if you look at Coumadin and you read the side effect that comes with the package, you will see that one of the side effects is internal hemorrhaging. And that's why most people that are put on Coumadin have their blood monitored for platelet amounts either weekly or biweekly, because they've got to make sure that you're not getting too much, but they want to make sure that your blood's not getting too thick because they don't want you to clot and have another stroke. The problem that we have with all of this is that typically, if you're on Coumadin, a doctor will tell you you have to severely limit your vitamin K. Now, vitamin K, if anyone's read anything about vitamin K, is very, very necessary for many functions of the body. It's invaluable. You got to have vitamin K in your body, just like you have to have vitamin D. Okay. Vitamin K is found in all green vegetables. One of the functions of vitamin K is it promotes clotting. So in other words, if you happen to be born as a hemophiliac, you have no vitamin K clotting factor in your body. That's why you bleed constantly, which is a real problem, obviously. So because green vegetables have vitamin K, and because vitamin K has a clotting factor, that's what it does, if you're a doctor and you give somebody Coumadin because you're concerned about them clotting too much, you're going to basically say you can't eat. Some doctors will say don't eat any green vegetables, which is, in my book, totally insane. But many of them today will say, well, you need to limit how much you're eating. Okay. Well, the truth is, and there are more and more doctors who are now saying this, that you can use, like, fresh garlic, like fresh raw ginger, because garlic and ginger both have the ability to thin the blood, just like rat poison, just like Coumadin, but without the side effects, except you're going to have bad breath, and you're going to smell like garlic. But I'd rather have garlic breath than to be eating rat poison. At least that's my opinion. But the point is that if a doctor's asking you to take Coumadin, you know, for a short period of time, sometimes it makes sense because it's very predictable. They have a fairly good idea of how much they have to give you to get an effect. But still, that's why they have to take blood tests, because they don't know for sure. Okay. So one of the things, as we talked about last week, is, you know, stop thinking of yourself as a patient and start thinking of yourself as a customer going to this medical professional. And it's not a bad idea if someone tells you to take Coumadin to go to the doctor and just say, well, you know, doc, I've been reading and listening to a lot of things, and I understand that raw garlic and raw ginger can really be very good at helping to thin the blood. So will you help me get off of the Coumadin, which I understand is rat poison, and that doesn't really give me a warm, fuzzy feeling, and start using garlic and ginger, and can we still do blood tests like every week or every 2 weeks, and then I can see how much I need to take. You know, and it's amazing that there are more and more doctors who are willing to go along with this because, for many reasons. I mean, I think one of the reasons is economics, because they see the handwriting on the wall. More and more people are becoming educated and are also becoming leery of just taking drugs. You know, the headlines almost every day is about some drug that either got recalled or, you know, it ain't what we thought it was. Okay, so I think there's a growing backlash that's happening against, you know, just the common drug thing that's happening. So you're finding more and more doctors and cardiologists especially who are more than willing to look at this kind of thing. You know, if you really go in there and you approach your profession with respect, but you also demand respect, and you don't tell them that you're a customer, but you think like that, and you let the person know that you are going to be making the choices about your health. You know, you want to find out information, and you're going to take his information and use that to make decisions. But, you know, don't allow anyone to intimidate you or make you feel like you don't know what you're talking about, because let's face it, it's your body. And you want to get the information, but you want somebody to show you the respect of letting you do the thinking and, you know, decide how you want to proceed. So that's one drug interaction thing that comes up all the time. It's very common. Another one that's pretty popular is for people that are on antidepressants, especially if they're any of the serotonin inhibiting types of drugs like Prozac. And if that's the case, the two products that you do have to be careful about are number one, the cherry juice, and number two, the master aminos. They can both be counterindicated for that kind of thing. Now, many people who are on these serotonin inhibiting drugs, like I said, the Prozac, and, you know, there's a whole slew of them out there now. A lot of these people really don't want to stay on this stuff. I mean, it scares them because it's a pretty potent stuff. But you can't just get off of it. You can't. I mean, there are people who just cold turkey it, but that's not a real easy thing to do or necessarily a good idea, because you can actually get suicidal by doing it. But there are ways that you can wean yourself off of these drugs, and this is the kind of thing that you definitely talk to doctors about. And you let doctors know that you're not happy with being on this stuff. A lot of people get put on these drugs and don't even know they're on them, which is really not only scary but sad. Anytime a doctor tells you to take a drug, you simply do not take the drug until you have read all of the literature. Most case scenarios, the drug salesman knows more about that drug than the doctor who's recommending it. I have a cousin who's a medical doctor, and he'll say that. He says, there's no way he's got time to go through all of the literature that's out there now and all the drugs. You know, you're almost forced to rely on what these people say, but he doesn't even want to do that because he recognizes that, you know, these people are just economically driven. They want you to sell their product just like any salesman wants you to sell their product. So that's why, as the customer, don't put anything in your mouth until you've done the research and you are convinced that this is appropriate for its purpose. You know, all drug. Eli Lilly, who founded Eli Lilly Drug Company over 100 years ago, he made an amazing statement. He said he was in the drug business. He said all drugs have side effects, and the goal is to be sure that the benefits outweigh the side effects. He said that himself, and he made drugs. Now, you're not going to hear these people say that today, but that's the truth. And so there are times that drugs are important, but there's also way, way more drugs that people are being given today that really are probably unnecessary, especially. You know, you find people who are taking cholesterol drugs and blood pressure drugs and blood thinning drugs, and I mean, it's endless. And most of those situations are all remedied by lifestyle choices, including using good unrefined salt, you know, including eating fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, including watching stress levels. But once again, I think, and we did talk about this a little bit last week, this idea of think of yourself as a customer when you deal with your doctor, because you will find that if you approach it like that, he's going to respect you a lot more and not going to treat you like an idiot. Because, I mean, I was just at a dentist office the other day, because I was told I needed to get a deep cleaning, because I took a lot of drugs when I was a kid, because I had surgeries and was loaded full of drugs, and so my gums and teeth weren't in the best shape, so it was recommended, and so I thought it was a good idea, actually. But I was amazed at the attitude that the hygienist had. I mean, she was talking to me. Of course, I had my mouth full of stuff, so I couldn't talk back. But I was just sort of entertained and listening to her. But, I mean, it was like she was talking to somebody that was an imbecile, like a child. And it's like, you know, I'm a grown person. And this is, you know, and so this is why it's imperative to make sure that, you know, you go in with the right attitude. And if you're on drugs now, by all means, take some time. If you didn't get literature with the drug, which you should have, but if you didn't, go to a library or go online. There's plenty of websites that have drug information that's free. You can read side effects. You can read mechanism of how they work in the body. And these are all really good things to know. And in fact, one of the advantages is a lot of the literature, almost every drug, I've got the 2010 Nurses Drug Handbook, which is better than the PDR one. And every single drug that's in there, it specifically says what type of interaction it has with what types of foods, what other types of medicines. And this is why you've probably heard commercials on TV where, you know, they're advertising a drug and then they said, well, you know, ask your doctor if, you know, this drug is appropriate for you. And then be sure to tell your doctor if you're taking any other drugs. So obviously it's a little bizarre, that line, because it's sort of lending itself to one of two conclusions. One conclusion is you only go to that doctor, and that doctor himself doesn't even know what drugs he's put you on. Or number two, you're going to multiple doctors, and those doctors aren't asking each other or asking you what you're already taking. So I think it's pretty clear to see that this is a pretty out of control situation, and that's why you've got to step in and be proactive about what you're putting. Anything you put in your mouth, know what it is. If you can't pronounce it, definitely start reading about it and ask questions before you swallow.
Wow, that's a lot of information, Michael.
Well, and it's crucial because, like I said, Joel, I would say on average, I probably get 6 calls a week from people asking about this very thing.
Sure.
Very, very common.
Another common one that's, of course, sort of in the same kind of category. I am pregnant, and what can I take from the line as far as, you know, during pregnancy? What products can I use?
Right. Well, one of the main questions that comes up about pregnancy is people ask, can I take the Red Marine algae? And the Red Marine algae is perfectly safe for pregnancy. The Virasure is not necessarily as good an some people, once you get past the second or third, you know, trimester month, you're better off using the Red Marine algae than the Virasure if you're pregnant. Now, the Immunomax is pretty safe. Definitely the probiotics and the enzymes are perfectly safe, and I would recommend pregnant women using both of those just because digestion becomes more difficult, especially elimination, because as the baby grows and the uterus expands, it starts to push against the intestines and the colon, and so that can really cause, you know, constipation issues. And so obviously doing greens is real important. And the other reason why you want to do a lot of barley juice is because it's so rich in folic acid. And there are many, many, many articles now, and almost every gynecologist recommends pregnant women to take folic acid supplements. Well, why would you want to take a chemical supplement when you can take green vegetable juice? Because that's the best form of folic. That's what folate is. Folate is green.
Right.
So I have talked to many women who, you know, definitely continue taking barley juice all the way through their pregnancy and increase it actually when they start nursing. And they basically become a milk machine because, I mean, let's face it, cows produce milk and they chew on grass.
Right.
So that's the combination. I mean, we're different. We're different than a cow, but I mean, it's not that different in terms of the physiology. So you need the same nutrients to make milk. So those are all very appropriate. I can't really think of anything else that would be out of line.
How about aloe vera?
Aloe vera is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, aloe vera is fine. I think the VirusSure is probably the only, the VirusSure and maybe the Heart Aid, just because it might be a little bit too spicy.
Yeah, and some of the herbs, right? Some of the herbs might not be.
Some of the herbs, right? And that's the same thing with the. Why the red marine algae is better for pregnant people than the VirusSure, just because it has nothing, it has no herbs in it, it has no oregano oil and neem, and so it's just because what happens is that if you're pregnant and you start putting some herbs in your system, that can actually irritate the baby.
Sure.
So that's, yeah.
Okay. Well, that just about wraps it up, Michael. We just gotten to the end of the call, which has been great. Answered a lot of the questions that were brought in.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we go?
Well, I think next week we're going to talk, hopefully we'll have the time if we don't get tons of other specific questions. We really want to talk about nervousness and how it affects our health, what we need to do to combat it nutritionally, and what we need to, and just becoming aware of it. I think it's crucial. It is now estimated that nervousness is epidemic proportions in our society, and most people don't even know they're nervous.
I get nervous just talking about nervous. nervous.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so that sounds like a great hot topic. Most people probably you think of that come to mind are nervous, so
yep.
It'd be something really good to address and talk about. Okay.
Good
well,
idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, doctor. Have a healthy night, healthy week. And
you do the same.
Same time. Same place next week. Be healthy, be happy, and
God bless.
God bless. Have a great
night.
Bye-bye.